Middle East on the brink. North Korea on the brink. Iran increasing its aggression. Elections in Taiwan. Look, there's a lot of global instability as we ourselves plunge into primary season. How have you sheltered your savings and investments from potential major setbacks to the economy? You think it can't happen here? It can happen here, but it's not too late to diversify an old IRA or 401k into gold. And Birch Gold Group can help you with that. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. As opposed to many other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty. It is an important part of diversifying your savings. Now listen, here's how Birch Gold can help make it a part of yours. Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. And it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket. You want to learn more? Just text SAVAGE to 989898 for a free info kit. S-A-V-A-G-E, text it to 989898 and you get a free info kit. It costs you nothing. Just text SAVAGE to 989898. With an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless five-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers, I encourage you to arm yourself with the knowledge of diversification through precious metals. Protect yourself. Text SAVAGE to 989898 and claim your free info kit. Protect your savings with gold. Do it now. Text SAVAGE to 989898. Thank you very much. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. Text SAVAGE to 989898.
Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. The Westwood One Podcast Network presents The Savage Nation. It's savage, uncut, unfiltered, and raw. Home of borders, language, culture, and here he is, New York Times best-selling author and National Radio Hall of Fame inductee, Michael Savage.
The right says illegals are invading through the Mexican border at an all-time high. The left says, oh no, they're all coming here to work. Isn't that the truth? Well, where does the truth lie? Well, it lies with me, Michael Savage. That's why I've survived a quarter of a century in radio, in a world of deceit, lies, confusion, doubt. I try to explore the facts and then discuss the facts. Even this thing with the chopper crashing in New York on a New York City skyscraper. The first reports were it crashed into a skyscraper. Then it was it landed on a skyscraper. Then there were reports, was it terrorism, was it not terrorism? No one knows what it is. And so the average person out there throws their hands up and says they don't know what to believe anymore. Let's look at the border crisis. We on the right say it's real. Those on the left say, oh, no, no, they're all coming here to work, including the two-year-old children. All of them are coming here to work. They're all going to be sterling citizens. Every little child from El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and even those with Ebola from the Congo, they're all coming here to work. They're not coming here for a free check. No, they're not coming in at all. Trump says he got a new deal with Mexico. And people on the right say he got a new deal with Mexico. Beached Whale immediately goes on the air and says he got a new deal with Mexico. Beached Whale gets the talking points from the White House and reads them. That's his job. I understand that. He's supposed to get the talking points. Meanwhile, you turn on the Drudge Report. I mean, the Drudge Report has long been what it is. It's certainly not anti-Trump. It's been pro-Trump from the beginning. In fact, before the beginning, it was pro-Trump. And the headline shows a video of them coming over the border, flooding in. You can see the video for yourself. Border battle. Illegals mock Trump deal. Video shows border break over weekend. See them flood in. Kids coming in with chicken pox. Agents allow illegals to hand children under the wall. Coyotes offer all-inclusive trips, special deals for pregnant women. Can you believe this? Meanwhile, in a state of disbelief, Governor Newsom extends health benefits to illegal aliens without a vote of the people. The first state to extend full health benefits to illegal aliens while your father or grandfather is rotting away in a veterans hospital. They're buying votes. In the old days in Chicago, the Democrats used to give out little $2 bottles of whiskey to the bums in the streets to get them to vote. Now they give out more than $2 bottles of whiskey. They give out free medical care, free health care, you name it. The world is a crazy place, and people don't know what to believe anymore, so many people just tune out. Here's another crazy story. You can see the video. Tar oozes out from the ground in Los Angeles near La Brea tar pits. Tar and natural gas rises up onto streets near La Brea tar pits. And you see it coming up out of a sewer. Across from the street from the La Brea tar pits and museum. See tar coming up on the ground in Los Angeles. We forget what this is all about. The land of the dinosaurs. Maybe next a dinosaur will come out of a sewer. We don't know. He'll look for a job on radio the minute the dinosaur pops his head out. You don't know what to believe anymore. Caught on video, two men try to put bathing suit clad girl into car's trunk in Riverside. I'm looking at the LA Times ABC local site. And that you see them throwing a girl in the trunk of a car. In the trunk of a car. And they can't find the car, even though they have the part of the license plate. No one knows what to believe. We're descending. Please strap on your seatbelts, because it may be a rough landing. I guess I could say today's headline is border crisis, real or imagined. I'll go with the real. It's real. It's real bad. It's worse than under Obama. Far worse. Now, about the new deal with Mexico, the New York Times says it's an old deal, not a new deal. Right away, the president says it's fake news. Beached Whale says fake news. The followers of the Beached Whale, all represented by the same agency, say fake news. They get the Mimeo in the morning. They call themselves Great Americans, and whatever they're told to say, the Great Americans say. You know, something I noticed over the weekend, the real Great Americans don't call themselves Great Americans. I went to a party at a guy I didn't know. He invited me over through a friend. I wanted to go. He's one of the few people in a town where I live part-time who has a U.S. Marine flag flying over his house in this liberal town. So I said, I got to meet these guys. This is the Napa County Marines. It's a group that has scholarships for children of fallen heroes. And I went there. And I'll tell you the truth, none of them said they were great Americans. I said, isn't it interesting? They were quiet men like boulders. That's what I noticed. And something happened there. I went there expecting to say hello to a few people, stay a while and leave. And toward the end, I said, I have to leave. I'm going, blah, blah, blah. So they said, wait, we have to make a statement here before you go, Dr. S. So one of the gentlemen gives a tiny little talk about World War I, and I didn't quite know the story. I had heard of the Battle of Belleau Wood, and I didn't know what it was. Of course, we all heard of the sands of Normandy, and he gave me a little bottle of water from Belleau Wood from the moss-covered Devil Dog Fountain located in Belleau, France, which symbolizes the spirit of the U.S. Marines who fought there in World War I, and that's how the U.S. Marines got their name Devil Dogs, because that's how they fought. When the Germans gave up, they said, how come you gave up? They said, because the Marines came at us like Devil Dogs. And ever since that day, the U.S. Marines have been known as Devil Dogs. But when they were asked where they got the power or the energy to fight like that, the Marines said, well, before we went into battle, we drank from the moss-covered Devil Dog Fountain. This gentleman gave me a bottle of water, a tiny bottle of water from Belleau Fountain. I'm not going to drink it. That's not the point. He gave me another little flask with sand from Omaha Beach. I'm not going to play in it. But I was very moved by it. You know why they gave these to me? For something I had forgotten. They said, Dr. S., you were the only one in the media who championed the U.S. Marines falsely accused of atrocities in Haditha, Iraq. You went to bat for them. You raised over $200,000 for them. You helped get them, get the truth out. And they were freed because of you. We never forget it. And what I learned was the great Americans know who their friends are. I saw the same thing with the Special Forces guys who allowed me in their company last Christmas. None of them call themselves great Americans. They never do. Only fraudulent hipsters disguising themselves as tripsters, wanting to be cripsters, when in fact they're nothing but coinsters in radio, call themselves great Americans. I'm sick of it. I can't take it anymore. You think we're all on the same team? There is no team. It's all greed. It's all greed, or as someone once said, everyone has larceny in their hearts. I like that one better. But not these guys. These guys don't have larceny in their hearts. They have great Americanism in their hearts. And I was honored to be there. Well, we have a heat wave out here in California, finally. Brutal heat. And the millennials are screaming they want it to stop. They want the heat stopped. They're screaming, turn the heat off. I can't take it. We hate the heat. We want the heat stopped. They don't know where the heat came from. They think it's global warming. Well, if you study the records, you find out that in the 1880s, that's before the first internal combustion engine was developed and made, the heat was so high in the Central Valley of California. I forget the exact year. The heat was 106 or something. I don't have the data in front of me, but I recall it's in the high 105, 106. It was so hot in the Central Valley that the corn stalks exploded from the heat. Would you believe this? Say, well, how could corn stalks catch fire from the heat? That's how. That's way before the industrialization, the development of cars, rather. It's not global warming. There are cycles to heat. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not one of these muddle-headed right-wing phonies who don't know about the environment. I've been spending most of my life, well over 40 years, working on conservation issues. Been out there, done that, worked in the... You know, you don't know this part about me. Do you know that I once tried to get to the Mururoa Atoll in the Western Pacific to get some coral, steal it from the coral atoll to prove the French had decimated the entire South Pacific with radiation as a result of the hydrogen bomb tests? I don't think you know about that. I never talked about it. Well, I did. So I've been on this environment thing for a very long time. Why? Because we all share the earth. And don't believe, see, here's the left-right thing again. You don't have to buy the entire narrative if you believe that there are people on the earth who are damaging the earth. Of course there are people who are damaging the earth. It's been true for the beginning of mankind. There have been bad people. There have been bad people in New Jersey who threw asbestos into the waterways. Watch The Sopranos. Raw asbestos that was supposed to be buried in dumps, they threw right into waterways of Jersey to save money. Watch The Sopranos. There's evil people right now doing the same thing, killing elephants for the tusks. And if you think that they're not in beautiful suits with hair plugs in Los Angeles connected to hedge funds, you're out of your mind, John. Oh, no, it's not just the poachers in Africa killing the elephants for the ivory. It's some of the nicest people in L.A. and New York. Watch Billions and see what they do for money. So you come to understand that there's no way to understand it all just by saying, I'm a liberal, so I believe in this. I'm a conservative, so I believe in that. You have to evaluate the situation as it is. So let's go back to the first situation today. Border crisis, real or imagined? Answer, real.
Savage.
You know, we're never going to agree on everything, right? But I think we can all agree on one thing. We can all use more sleep, that's for sure. Now, getting a great night's sleep is easier than ever, thanks to the world's softest sheets, brought to you by the great Boll & Branch. Listen, sleep to me is king, and everything Boll & Branch makes, from bedding to blankets, is made from pure 100% organically grown cotton, which means they start out super soft, and they get even softer over time. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's why they have thousands of five-star reviews. Wait, and Forbes, The Wall Street Journal, and Fast Company are all talking about Boll & Branch. Their sheets are even loved by three U.S. presidents. They want you to love your purchase, too. So listen, they offer a no-risk 30-day trial and free shipping. But I doubt that you'll want to send them back. Once you sleep on their sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. You want to get started? Well, my listeners are going to get $50 off your first set of sheets at BollandBranch.com, promo code Nation. BollandBranch.com, promo code Nation. Go to BollandBranch.com for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code Nation. B-O-L-L and Branch.com, promo code Nation. Once again, I know, BollandBranch.com, promo code Nation. You're going to get $50 off your first set of sheets. That's BollandBranch.com, promo code Nation. California to give illegal aliens full health benefits, even families making up to $150,000 a year. Students want legal immigrant professor fired for criticizing illegal immigration. Helicopter crash lands. You don't know what that's about. No one knows what it means. Have no idea. The tree that President Macron of France gave to Trump to symbolize friendship has died. Apparently, it was forced into quarantine by the U.S. Agriculture Department, which is very protective of the health of our trees, but not the health of the nation. So they put a tree from France in quarantine to protect indigenous trees, but they let hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens pour over the border without putting them into quarantine, many of whom have diseases that are spreading amongst the population. That's a fact, Jack. That is a fact, Jack. Occasional Cortex wants to make it easy to study magic mushrooms or the psychedelic drugs. That woman is like a living magic mushroom. It's like a magic mushroom with a skirt. Film captures the loss of tar natural gas. Oh, you heard the stories already. MS-13 gang member used chickenpox infected toddler for fake family claim. You know, if I were you listening to me, would you really want to hear all of this stuff, all the news, when you could click onto a site and get it in 2 seconds and vomit? Should I read you about, I don't know, do you want to hear any of the story? You know, it's a heat wave, right? So I'll tell you a story, a heat wave story. It's not even in the Savage Life, but it could have been. We slept on a fire escape in the Bronx in the hot weather. You see, there were, boys and girls, there was a time in America when there was no air conditioning. Yes, that's right. And there was actually a time in the world, there is still time in the world and places in the world where there's not even a fan. That's right. Boys and girls who live in Silicon Valley, those of you who are crying and screaming and taking your meds. So when it got hot in New York, we put blankets and pillows on the fire escape. It was kind of fun. It was like camping outdoors. You didn't have to go to Yosemite National Forest, state, whatever it is. You didn't have to go to Glacier National Park. You slept on a what, it was our balcony. It was our veranda, a fire escape. It was kind of fun in a certain way to be with your father and mother and sister out there on a fire escape. Kind of miss it. I could do without it. And we didn't have swimming pools either, by the way. The guys, some of the men had wrenches and they'd open up a fire hydrant. Imagine that, what that happened to the guy today. You remember any of this, Jim? I swear, as God is my witness, they'd open a fire hydrant on the hottest days in New York. And they didn't care. The water just gushed out into the gutter. And guess what we did? We ran in the water, in the gutter. We ran in it. It was cold, icy water from the Catskill Mountains. What did we care? No one said you're going to die of pollution. Don't run in the water. No one said anything. We splashed it. We threw water at each other. We had a good time. And that's what we did. Now, oh, you don't have air conditioning. I guess you got to sue somebody the minute you come in from Honduras. They got to give you an air conditioner at the border. Maybe they should have the Border Patrol meet them with a fan, a handheld fan, and start fanning them at the border so to prove that they're not racist. No, I think that that's true, that Occasional Cortex ought to say the DOJ and the others should be arrested for not providing fans for the illegal aliens after their long bus ride. How are they getting here looking so clean? I told you, haircuts, hairdos, new shoes, new sneakers, new outfits. How are they getting to the border? Answer, by bus. The world that you know is over. The world that you know is over. The world died. It died at Normandy. The D-Day ceremony that I talked about last week was the end of a whole generation, end of an era. That's when there was duty, honor, country. Now, there are still men and women who believe in duty, honor, country. Don't get me wrong. Unfortunately, the majority of Americans believe in nothing at all, except if it feels good, do it. Why not do it in the road? That's all they believe in. So you see an idiot like Occasional Cortex. She mocks someone who tried to debate her, and she says, I have 4 million followers on Twitter. Well, if you're Kim Kardashian and you show your breasts, even through clothing, you could have 4 million followers in 2 seconds. See, that's the country we live in.
Savage.
You know, there's a widely held belief that procrastination is a bad thing. Okay, but life isn't so black and white, is it? Sometimes, actually, procrastinating can work in your favor. For example, if you need life insurance, but you've been putting it off, congratulations. You've managed to procrastinate long enough for technology to make it real easy. See, Policy Genius is the easy way to shop for insurance online. In just 2 minutes, you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. You do the comparison. And once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and red tape. No sales pressure, no hidden fees, just financial protection and peace of mind. Wait, and Policy Genius doesn't just make life insurance easy. They can also help you find the right home insurance, auto insurance, and disability insurance. So listen, if you need life insurance, but you've been busy doing literally anything else, it's time to check out Policy Genius. It is the easy way to compare all the top insurers. and find the best value for yourself. You do it. PolicyGenius.com. Nobody wants to shop for life insurance. That's why Policy Genius made it easy. PolicyGenius.com. Let me tell you about One Arm Frank. It's in A Savage Life. It's one part of my life. It's some things are slapstick funny. Did I ever tell you about One Arm Frank? Well, in those days, my father knew a guy with one arm. I don't know how the guy became one-armed, but in those days, you didn't know a lot of people with one arm. Even today, I guess you don't know one-armed people because they have, you know, synthetic arms or whatever they're called. So this guy in those days had no arm, and the sleeve was sewn up on a suit. In those days, reality was not hidden. Kids saw reality more or less the way it was. Today, you make believe, you know, you don't see it. But in those days, you saw the guy with the sleeve sewn up, and if you're a kid, you say, wow, what happened to you, man? And that's what you were named. That's you got a name, like One-Armed Frank. They weren't mocking him. It was a way to remember somebody. Like, you look at The Godfather, Fat Clemenza, right? He was a fat guy, easy to remember, Fat Clemenza. So this was One-Armed Frank. Well, he was known as One-Armed Frank. He was a very sweet guy, but he had a sick breath on him. Now, there's different levels of sick breaths. There's pyorrhea. This one, to this day, my right eye goes out. If I say One-Armed Frank, I get a migraine immediately, just remembering the stench. Let me explain something. One winter, my father was driving him home from Lower Manhattan, dropping him off somewhere in Brooklyn. And Frank was in the front riding shotgun with the one arm. I was a kid sitting in the back. It was minus 4 degrees out, but we had a ride with the windows open. You know, we had a ride with the windows open. Did you ever meet a person like this? Whenever Frank spoke, the car filled with a nauseous fume. And I'd say, are we going past the Truns Meat Factory where they slaughtered pigs? No, we're not in Williamsburg. Did we happen to run over a small furry creature that got caught in the muffler? And the smell is shooting up through the floorboards. Did you step in something on the way to the car? Answer, no, it's Frank talking. That's what it was like. It was just Frank talking. There were people like, to this day, no, it's solved now. Dentists have cures. People run around, they squirt, they spray. I don't understand people who live like that. So I just told you the story of One-Armed Frank, which is found, I believe, in A Savage Life. But it doesn't typify my whole life. Just a childhood remembrance, that's all. You go from one level of your life to another, and at the end of the day, it's all the same. I remember reading a story about an Italian. When he started out, his parents used to make wine in the basement. Poor immigrants. And he drank the wine from the basement as he grew up. Then as he got richer in life, he started to buy the finest of Italian and French wines. $1,000 a bottle was nothing for him. And then what happened is he got to be an old man. He started to make wine in his own basement in the estate that he lived in. The same old red wine that his father was making. And he preferred it to the most expensive wines on earth. Go explain that one to me. Well, I don't have an answer for that one. Maybe it was better than the most expensive wines on earth. I started with politics. What would you like me to talk about? Family stories, my horoscope, politics. Let's see. That's a little sound job coming out now. We got Bill de Blasio is running for office in Iowa. Ah, Schmendrick. You know what I was going to talk about Iowa? Why is Iowa still relevant in the new multicultural America? Can anyone explain it to me? Why does Iowa still matter? Is Iowa really relevant in the new multicultural America? No. I have no idea why people go there like a pilgrimage. I'm not knocking people from Iowa. However, ethnically, it's primarily white folks. And America is no longer primarily in that way the same as it was back in the 1880s when, you know, horse and buggy era. Oh, I love they go to New Hampshire for a polling. Who lives in New Hampshire? 30,000 people addicted to OxyContin and a few normal people who pay the taxes. That's about it. Why would you use New Hampshire as a standard for who's going to be the president? I don't understand that. I wouldn't go to Iowa, but Bill de Blasio, who's really a great guy. Oh, yeah, great guy. He goes to Iowa. No one shows up. Nobody shows up. Doesn't even go to Iowa. And then we got to worry about the illegal aliens and how they're going to vote. Unbelievable to me. Then you got the idiot Cory Booker, Spartacus. He has the same IQ level as Kamala Harris, divided by three. If you were to take Kamala Harris's IQ, as I said, she reminds me of a woman who, if you gave her a compass, she couldn't find true north unless she had a guide next to her saying the N means north. And when you make the big hand go on the N and you walk in that direction, and she go, oh, that's where the stage is. Okay. But if there was no stage and it was like a trapdoor leading out to a well, she go right into the well, God forbid. Cory Booker is about her minus, let's say, divided by three. That's why they're both in politics. We don't get the best and the brightest, necessarily. Don't get me wrong. Don't take it all the way to the top. See, you just proved Trump is... No, I didn't prove anything. Trump has his name on buildings around the world. You don't, moron. That's all I can tell you. That's my answer to everything. You want to criticize him? His name is on buildings all over the world, moron. Your name isn't even on your underwear. You don't even have embroidered cufflinks. Cory Booker suggests that spending money on border security is like rejecting Jewish refugees during the Holocaust.
As much as he wants to make us afraid of people trying to come here escaping terror, not remembering like when we turned away other immigrants trying to escape terror, there was a ship that came here during World War II with a bunch of folks trying to escape the Holocaust, and we turned it around where they got killed in the Holocaust. With the shame of that, you think we would learn our lesson about people coming here to seek asylum, escaping terror.
You know what I would say? Every Jew listening to this show, but that's like talking to myself. There are no Jews listening to the show, none. Jews don't listen to talk radio because if they're religious, they don't listen to radio, number one. And if they're liberals, they don't listen to me. So what's the point of saying that? How could he say that spending money on border security is like rejecting Jewish refugees during the Holocaust without being seen for what he is? That's the most insulting statement you could make. You understand that? Bill de Blasio shrugs off not registering on important Iowa poll. It's a poll of 600 Iowans. This guy don't like the Google CEO Sundar Pichai. Google will start, YouTube will begin targeting content which doesn't exactly violate policies. You know, they are the new fascists. I wanted to talk about that one day. How the robber barons of today, you know, back in the 1900 era, there were robber barons and the people hated them. They were called robber barons because they dominated coal, they dominated rail, they dominated everything in the country. There were only a few of them. Who were they? Do you know who the names are? Rockefeller, oil, controlled the oil business. Carnegie controlled steel, controlled the steel industry. A few others. And the people hated them. They were called robber barons. And along came a politician named Teddy Roosevelt, who ran as a populist, and his main campaign platform was bust the trusts. And he went out to bust the trusts. Now, we have trusts today bigger than U.S. Steel, bigger than the robber barons of that period. Do I have to name them for you? Do you realize if I name them for you right now, what would happen to my career? Do you realize that Amazon has the power to never sell another one of my books, therefore putting me out of business? But he's a robber baron, as sure as I'm sitting here. How can one man, as smart as he is, take over so many industries and not be seen as a monopolist? Explain that to me. Now, don't be a moron, knee-jerk right-winger who says, well, he's just a good businessman. The reason there's an antitrust division in the U.S. Justice Department is to prevent a thing like this from happening because it wipes out all the competition. It's as simple as that. Amazon is a monopoly. Google is a monopoly. Microsoft is a monopoly. Facebook is a monopoly. Twitter is a monopoly. Aren't they monopolies, or am I making this up? They're all brilliant guys to have created these businesses, don't get me wrong. Very smart men who created these businesses. However, they are limiting competition. And in the sense of places like Twitter and Facebook, they're controlling the dialogue in this country. In other words, if you have a monopoly over YouTube and over Google and over Facebook and over Twitter, which are all monopolies, and you could say, we're cutting you off because we don't like your content, that is a monopoly. And the problem here is that with regular radio stations, newspapers, television stations, you have an FCC which makes the decisions, and you can appeal to the government if you feel you're unfairly treated. You can't appeal to anyone if any of these robber barons decide to destroy your freedom. Do you understand that? And I am wondering why Trump does not bust the trusts. I start to worry about why Trump, the populist, doesn't bust the trusts. Where is he on this? I mean, Amazon is his arch enemy. The guy bought the Washington Post, Bezos. He's one of the smartest men you could ever imagine, Bezos. He went and bought one of the most powerful newspapers in the country, specifically to have leverage over the president. And as a result, I think the president's afraid of even talking about Amazon as a monopoly. Or I heard a little rumbling about it last week, but I think he was just throwing a bone to both right and left to want these giant companies broken up. By the way, this is an interesting issue, the monopoly thing. It turns out that both the right and the left want these companies broken up. Am I right or wrong? Anyone out there agree or disagree? No one's listening. All right. No one's, I'm talking to myself. I didn't say Trump and Mueller. I didn't say Barr. I didn't say Dean. Who's this guy? Dean, they wanted it. That's all they're talking about now, Dean. I read about Dean testifying. I thought they were talking about hot dogs or little sausages. Jimmy Dean. I didn't know who Dean was. Why is this an important story? I heard Dean, some schmuck from the Watergate era. That's now the hot button topic for the great Americans in talk radio. Should Dean talk? Shouldn't Dean talk? I don't eat those things because of the nitrites in them and the saturated fat level. So I'm not interested in what the guy who runs the sausage company has to say about anything, frankly.
Savage.
Hey, do you wish that that ugly double chin would just disappear? Newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, people see it. Your jawline, it tells your age. I'm sorry. Here's Robin from Lubbock, Texas. She said, I put Genucel jawline cream on my neck 2 or 3 days ago. This is the best my neck has looked in 20 years. People tell me my face looks young. I'm blown away, she says. With Chamonix MDL technology, Genucel's brand new jawline treatment specifically targets the delicate skin on the neck area for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. You'll see your mirror smile back at you, or 100% of your money back, no questions asked. Call now, and the classic Genucel for bags and puffiness is free with your order. Text SAVAGE to 77453. Text SAVAGE. For those free gifts, text SAVAGE to 77453. And to start seeing results in 12 hours or less, Genucel Immediate Effects is also yours for free. No double chin, no turkey neck, and no sagging jawline, because no one needs to know your age. Go to Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com, or text SAVAGE to 77453. Get your two free gifts and free shipping now. Text SAVAGE to 77453, or visit Genucel.com. Text SAVAGE to 77453, or Genucel.com. We're talking about the border crisis. Is it real or imagined? I'll say real. Go to the Drudge Report. Look at the video of them coming over the border, being passed under the fences. Illegals are mocking Trump. We ask, is Iowa really relevant in the new multicultural America? The answer is no, it means nothing. California is paying full health benefits for illegal aliens. Thank you, Jerry Brown. No, not Jerry Brown. No, not Jerry Brown. Can't blame him anymore. Moonbeam is long gone. No, now it's Annie Toosome Newsome. Full health benefits for illegal aliens, buying one vote at a time. And by the way, old Governor Newsom, who I happen to like personally, incidentally, he's come to my birthday party when I was a couple of years ago, when I was 49. California has just enacted a law where you cannot buy bullets for your guns anymore without registering, which is a clear violation of the Second Amendment. But these left-wingers don't know about the Constitution, nor do they care about it. They will do anything to bully us with their policies. So who are the robber barons of today, we asked? Wine Country Marines gifted Savage sand from Omaha Beach and a little tiny bottle of water from the Battle of Belleau Wood, the moss-covered devil dog fountain located in Belleau. And these will go into my archives, along with many other things that I've gotten over the years here in radio. And they gave it to me for supporting the Marines falsely accused at Haditha, Iraq. And as a result of you, the listener, we raised about $200,000 for their legal defense, and we got them the justice that they deserve, continuing to help the people who deserve to be helped. My book, A Savage Life, coming out for Father's Day. God, that's this Sunday. I don't like holidays myself. I try to avoid restaurants. You know, it's kind of like a Hallmark holiday. It's like uncomfortable. But my mother was alive. I took her to dinner on Mother's Day. I bought her flowers. Where are my flower ads and chocolates for Father's Day? Oh, we don't have flowers for guys. You know, it's sad. Why do women get chocolates and flowers? We get nothing. What do they buy you, like a pipe? No, people, aren't there like, you know, stereotypes, male stereotype? What am I going to buy me, a set of wrenches from China? Oh, that's the biggest story. I forgot to read it. You won't believe this. Remember a few weeks ago, Republican Congressman Justin Amash made headlines declaring that Trump deserved to be impeached. And we said, how can that be? He's one of the most conservative, so-called, of all of them. Well, guess what conservative Treehouse found? Are you ready? His personal tool business, Michigan Industrial Tools, is the parent company manufacturing in China that produces Tekton Tools, which is Justin Amash's Michigan family business. Can you believe this? You talk about something that is sneaky. Republican Justin Amash, who called for the impeachment of Trump, you thought he was a conservative? Well, guess again. He owns a tool company called Michigan Industrial Tools, but the tools are actually made in China in a company that he owns in China.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.